Blog Talk Radio.
Niche Evolutions Training Radio. We are so glad to have you join us today for this segment of Make Your Industry Mark, where our primary mission is to provide new innovative awareness to educate and empower entrepreneurs on how to evolve their current entrepreneurial endeavors for setting the next level of the industry standard in their arena. So get ready to be inspired to make your industry mark and to make your imprint and your impact in the world. And I am Cross Industries pioneer Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, where we provide cross-niche media communications empire development and cross-brand marketing training for helping entrepreneurs repurpose themselves to serve in diverse industries. And as always, we have an epic evolutionary conversational training segment lined up for you today to help you make your industry mark. And before we get started, I would like to provide you with what I call an evolutionary entrepreneurial awareness of impact statement. And this is about setting a powerful intention that I want you to embody during this segment to help you expand your awareness into realms of infinite possibilities for making your industry mark. So at this moment, I'd like for each of us to take a nice deep breath. And repeat to yourself, I am powerfully moving my endeavors in the right direction with the right alignment in order to accurately serve my tribe to make my industry mark with accelerated success like never before. Breathe that in and take another nice deep breath. Well, today we have an amazing, and I do mean an amazing, special guest, the founder of the Meta Retreats and producer of the amazing Midlife Reboot Experience, Ruth Pastorino, and she is known internationally as a facilitator of change and truly helps people find their essence and the truth of their being for the purpose of creating the lives that they want and that they deserve. She is well-seasoned in her area of expertise with nearly 40 years of developing her unique personal style and strength and courage, along with personal access to successful leaders. And Ruth is here to share her wisdom with us from her valuable experiential journey and how she is making her industry mark. And let me just say, I have had the privilege and the absolute pleasure of connecting with Ruth, and her essence is just amazingly refreshing. And she is totally being a dynamic change agent in the world at large with her wonderful works. And I just love connecting with her in powerful dialogue. And I tell you, I could spend hours just basking in her levels of multi-brilliance. And I don't want to no longer delay of bringing her forward, so I would like to bring into this segment and welcome Ruth. Ruth, thank you so much for being here on Make Your Industry Mark.
Hi, Alicia. I'm so glad to be here. Hi, everybody. Thank you for welcoming me on your show this morning or this evening.
Oh, you are most welcome. I am so excited to have you here. And as I mentioned in the introduction, you're someone I could just simply listen to and talk to for hours at a time about multiple topics. But I know today that we're going to focus on your industry of how you help individuals at midlife make transitions, and I certainly am excited to hear all about this. So I am so ready to jump in.
Me too.
Great. So what I would like to do is have you to start off by telling a little bit about yourself and your industry, and also how you got started in your industry.
Okay, sure. Well, I suppose personally for me, it began when I was about 5, and I spent often time in the Blue Mountains bush in New South Wales, Australia, by myself for many, many hours, contemplating life and contemplating the world. My life at home wasn't very safe, so I spent quite a lot of my time, you know, with myself, by myself, deciding, working out, studying what life was about. And at the age of 5, obviously your view of the world is quite limited. And, as I grew and developed, as life, put its pressures on me, I suppose, and I realized more and more about how things worked and how I needed to, let's say, formulate how I put myself into the world to be the person that I wanted to be. It's just amazing what that journey unfolded, and how so many awesome people came into my wake and showed me things that I'd never experienced before. And I was just hungry and greedy for growth and for understanding how things worked and how to solve problems in interesting and different ways. I didn't learn that from home, and I didn't learn it from my parents. So I went out there sort of greedy for the information. And I suppose, through all of that, by the time I got to 40, 41, I was like, oh, I still don't know what my life is about. Are you serious? I spent so long working on my own internal, personal development, internal understanding of the world and emotional wealth, I suppose.
Yes.
How my unconscious mind worked and how I put myself into the world, I still didn't know what my mark was. And so I set consciously and purposely on an endeavor to discover what that was, and moved into coaching, because I found that I was getting into conversations with people, and people were excited to know, the different ways I could solve problems that they hadn't been exposed to. So I sort of moved into that arena, and learned some about business, learned about life coaching, learned about intuitive coaching, became a therapist, so many different aspects of it, in order to heal myself, but in order to also help others and help solve their problems as well. So it sort of worked both ways. And if I tested it on myself and it worked, I'd use it, and help others with it. So that's sort of where it went.
No wonder we're so aligned. You have so much in common. I love your story. Keep going.
Thank you. So the last
totally
4
relate.
Years or so, I sort of... I put myself into a network of... let's say growth seekers, people who are really interested in growing themselves and moving themselves out there in the world and really making a change, making an impact, working with others on making an impact. And it's an awesome society of friends. Absolutely blessed to know the people that I know. and work with the people that I work with. And I suppose it's been building in me the meta retreats and what that means, mm-hmm. and the fundamental essence of connection, reflection, and direction, which is that's the foundation of meta retreats. And
I
could put that into the world and bring other trainers in, because the midlife reboot is an event that has a lot of different trainers, a lot of speakers who will be sharing mm-hmm. their wealth of knowledge, experience, wisdom, understanding in very, very simple ways, very simple techniques. And I'm just really excited and just amazingly blessed to know the people that I know, and the fact that I can bring them in and share them
mm-hmm.
With the world, share myself and my knowledge with the world, and know that there are people out there who are where I was, not knowing what it is that their life was about. And let's change that. Let's get the relationship with ourselves, in a much stronger way. Let's rev ourselves up for what it is that we're meant to be here on this earth. And, let's do it as a community. It's awesome.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad I light up.
Yes, I'm so glad you said that. That is so important. I love the way that you are explaining this, because what you're demonstrating also is that as we are out in the world and we are making our marks and we are here to facilitate our purpose to help others, we're not here to do it alone. So with you talking about, your community of leaders who are also helping to facilitate, this movement is amazing, because someone needs to know that you don't have to do what you do alone. And when you can have a strong, powerful community to help you be able to carry your vision, and then collectively everyone's vision for the higher good of all is brought together, then that's when great change, takes place. So I loved how you were expressing that. I think that was extremely important, and I'm glad you went into the retreats, because I was going to ask if that was right now currently your primary specialty for helping those who would seek you out in your industry to be able to have this type of experience. And one of the things that you said that was so important was that because you had gone through your process and you did your years of your inner work, you knew that the changes that had taken place in your own evolution, you could now be able to facilitate a process for others that now they can do that as well and have that type of change happen for them. So I knew this was going to be an epic conversation today. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And I would like to ask you, because I know, this is a short segment. I know we still have quite a bit that we want to talk about. But for those who are listening, especially the entrepreneurs, why do you think it's so important to make a mark in the industry that you serve in? We all want to make a mark in the world and make sure that we're here serving our purpose, but why primarily do you think the industries that we're called to, why are we supposed to make a huge mark there? What's your take on that?
Well, the key is the industry that we're called to, and that we're all unique. So making our mark may simply be holding a space for a certain group of people. Yeah, and we are all unique, and we all have a unique style and a unique way of bringing ourselves into the world. And if we've been called into a particular area, and that's a very important point, that calling is already, it's almost like a notification, if you may say, that we're on the right track. Yeah, we're heading in the right direction for us. And so, therefore, bringing our uniqueness into that space, however that may be, is your purpose. It is what it is that, that you are here to do. And why is it important? Because you live with you from day zero
yes.
to the end.
Yes.
And if you are
exactly,
doing what
yes.
you can do to be mm. you in the best way that you can be you, regardless of anyone else, if you can do that and bring yourself out in the best way that you can,
mm.
then you've done your job. You know,
that is
you've
beautiful.
Lived your life. You have fulfilled your, you know, internal
mm-hmm.
Drivers and your flame.
Yeah. I agree
process.
Wholeheartedly. Well stated. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, that was well put. I loved how you expressed that. And I agree. I totally agree. And before we get into talking more about the retreat and everything, share with us, you know, what's currently helping your company right now to make their mark, or what's currently helping you to really make your mark?
Okay. I like to associate with people, I suppose, let's say, outside of my business. So if I need if I need a particular, aspect of my business met, I've got a particular area that I need met, I'll bring in someone from my community who is specific in that area and who is doing, on purpose for them and doing their mission in that particular
mm-hmm.
area, because they're passionate, they're inspired, they're jumping up and down with excitement about, you know, what's new, what can we do now?
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what I'm about
exactly,
too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to bring out in people. So if
mm-hmm,
I connect myself and my business with people who are also on a mission, who are also inspired,
yeah.
who are also really driven to make change and to get out there and to help as many people as possible,
mm-hmm.
then I know that I'm doing the best service for my business too.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Serving your tribe
mm.
correctly, yes. It's having that
mm.
accurate alignment to really serve them from that true place of authenticity and putting yourself with
mm.
the right people that really mirror
mm.
back to you who you are. That's what's really important is our
mm.
communities are a mirror reflections, even though, as you say, we each have personal unique styles. But the collective consciousness or energy of that is that there are people on a mission, and you're someone who's on a mission,
mm.
and it's so important for
mm.
entrepreneurs to understand that you must accurately align
mm.
yourself with those who can champion you
mm.
and vice versa. Oh, yes. So
I love that point.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I love that point that you just made. And do you mind if I say something further on it?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Okay. I was just thinking, you are most like the six people you spend the most time with. So
mm-hmm.
if you consider who it is you spend the most time with and I suppose consciously, and consider whether or not you actually really do align with those people or not, yeah, you can
mm-hmm,
make choices,
mm-hmm.
conscious choices about who you would spend more time with. And it doesn't mean it has to be a physical person right in front of you.
Right.
It may be
right.
That you decided, okay, I'm going to read a chapter a day from, Paulo Coelho or something, you know,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to read a chapter a day from Michael Gerber. I'm going to read
mm-hmm.
a chapter a day of Richard Branson's bio or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to align myself with the people who I know I really feel like I want to be more like.
Yes.
And
yes,
therefore,
yes.
you will grow into that space and you will become more like the people that you associate
mm.
most with. A lot of
mm-hmm.
people I've seen have have said to me, you know, I really want to do this. I really want to step out. I really want to be, myself in this way or that way.
Mm-hmm.
I really want my business to grow, expand in whatever way. Who are you spending most of your time with? oh, well, there's a girlfriend that always, you know, says this stuff to me and I feel uncomfortable when I'm around her. And then there's this one. And it's like, well,
like,
it doesn't
are you
mean
sure
close
you
the door
be...
to those people. It doesn't
yeah.
mean close the door. That was a very
right.
important lesson for me. It just means keeping the door open but choosing how you spend your time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree. I totally agree. I'm so glad you expounded. Exactly. Absolutely. I am so glad you expounded upon that because that's extremely important. And these are the areas that will certainly help individuals to make their mark, not just in their industries, just in life in general. Making those higher level decisions and choices truly make a huge impact on ourselves and those around us as well. So thank you so very much for for expounding upon that. That was wonderful. But so let's move forward because I know we only have a few minutes left in the segment. Let's move forward and let's start talking about more about this retreat and the work, you know, that you do, you know, with this retreat because this is exciting. I mean, being able to reboot your entire experience at midlife. I mean, that within itself is epic.
So what we've done, we've come together with 10 modules, and each one of those modules is focusing on a different life area. Each one of those modules is focusing on something that I would say most people would be experiencing when they get to that point where they start to wonder. And, you know, that point where you're just starting to feel itchy and you're wanting to know more about what your life is about and you don't know really even which questions to ask because, you know, it's maybe not clear which problem you want to solve. Really, I mean, you know, life purpose. I mean, that's huge.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah, it's a holistic approach to, just our entire experience. Absolutely.
That's it. So we have fitness, which I think is quite a popular interest, and it's fitness made easy. So it is
nice, like that.
Very, very simple steps and techniques so you can feel, you know, sexy in your skin and you know, to walk around with that kind of, you know, feeling on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that,
living
right?
With purpose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we've got living with purpose, so which is sort of reflection. This is part of Meta Retreats School. How to reflect, how to get I suppose, right in and understand why you do what you do and what's driving you.
Mm-hmm.
There's achieve instant happiness, which I think speaks for itself.
Definitely.
Tips and tools. Each one of these speakers are bringing together very simple, straightforward techniques and tips that you can use in session, practice in session, but you can also take time with you and use in your life. There's stress mastery. There's ancient vitality principles, which is an interesting look at health from the ancient perspective. Enthusiasm for money and how to make money when you don't have money, which is really great.
Yay.
And I absolutely know that the trainer for that module has done it herself. I've watched her grow. It's just awesome how she's just managed to do this, and she's seriously out there making her mark on TV and everything. She's just awesome.
That is great.
All awesome. There's relationships, success. There's finding your why, which has like a business kind of approach. Your why in business. Why do you choose what you're choosing to do in business and in work? What is your dream? How do you look at, you know, how do you sort of put it all together? Removing communication roadblocks, which I think also speaks for itself because we've all at some point in time realized, you know, this communication is just going the wrong way. I don't know how to fix that. And there's personal leadership demystified, which is basically standing up as yourself mm-hmm. and stepping out there with bold confidence and mm-hmm. just being able mm-hmm. to do what it is that you really want to do. So that's the modules. And we have a couple of guest speakers. I wasn't going to share it, but I've flipped it out now.
we have a couple of guests as well that we're not openly
promoting yet.
Yes, go right ahead.
So this is altogether, this is a 12-hour, so it's a one-day online experience, which is awesome. So anyone who joins in registers will get in their email when the speakers will be speaking, so they can pick and choose. Because I think mm-hmm. like not everyone's going to be interested in learning every aspect of what we're putting out there, but you pick and choose what you want to listen to, and know that if you miss one, the following 12 hours will be a replay. So mm-hmm. we basically have it run twice over 24 hours.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it sounds like not just individuals at midlife, but, you know, anyone can really benefit from this transitionary experience of being able to really reboot themselves, start anew or start over, however those choose to term it for themselves. It's just so rich, just in the modules that you've been, you know, explaining. And I know we only have a little bit over 3 minutes left in the segment, and certainly I want to go ahead and tell the audience that this is not going to be the last that you'll hear from Ruth, because I certainly want to be able to have her on many different segments on this platform and also on others. And I want to just mention that her information is also in the show description, so you can also find her website and more information about her there. But Ruth, I would love for you to share that website and that contact information, and then also just a closing word that you would, you know, love to impart into our listeners today. I mean, you shared so much in just a little bit of time. I'm so excited about this work of yours.
Thank you. So you can find the you can find all of the information. Put quite a lot on there for you to read through, and just, you know, just so to help you to decide if it is for you. And I think, look, in the large part, it is, like you said, for most people, but particularly in midlife when you're just feeling mm-hmm. itchy for, you know, for knowing what you're about. The website is www.midlife.meta with a double T retreat or one word. .com, midlifereboot.metaretreats.com, and one word or a few words.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose what this event is about for me as a whole is jumpstart your ideal life with passion, drive, and fulfillment.
I love that. Ooh. So many need that. Let me just say, you are an answer to many people's prayers. And I am so glad that you are doing what you're doing and not withholding your unique, everything that you have to offer. And like, I just want to say to the listeners, this is just a fraction of who Ruth is. I mean, she is so multi-layered in her brilliance. And certainly want to showcase her many different levels of personal development and business and everything. So, Ruth, I want to thank you so much for making your industry mark here with us in this segment, because you definitely have made a mark.
Well, thank you so much, Alicia. I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, you are most welcome, and I am looking forward to having you back on very, very soon.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
You too. And once again, I would like to thank our listeners for joining us today for this segment of Make Your Industry Mark here on the Cross-Niche Evolutions Training Radio, and these pointers that Ruth shared with us, all the wisdom she poured out, really think about rebooting your life and really taking your power back now and being the absolute best you can be in your life's purpose. And I am Cross Industries pioneer Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com, and always here to help you evolve to your highest levels of entrepreneurship so that you can make your imprint and you can make your industry mark. And as always, I will catch you on the next evolutionary wave of your entrepreneurial success, and God bless.